All right, 27. Where are we? 27. Does your Proverbs go to 37? I want those extra ones. It's like a Catholic Bible. Sweet. 27:10. Proverbs. Indeed. Do not forsake your own friend or your father's friend, and do not go to your brother's house in the day of calamity. Better is a neighbor who is near than a brother far away. What is this admonishing us to do or not to do? Better is a neighbor who is near than a brother far away. What would you guess would be the condition of the individual that is being spoken of? Why is he trying to go to his neighbor's house or his brother's house? What's going on in his life? Something's wrong, right? So he needs what? People. He needs safety. Probably not just safety, but in calamity, like when his life is upside down in his day of calamity, what is he looking for? Help from who? People, right? What is our tendency, by the way, when life gets upside down? What do most people tend to do?
Retreat.
Isolate, right? Retreat and to hide, right? 18:1, I think, says as much. And it's a warning sign for those that... he who separates himself seeks his own desire and quarrels against all sound wisdom. There's something to be said for those that when life just kind of hits the fan and does what it does, and we're in the midst of difficulty, to be looking for others. This text, by the way, in 27:10, is not condemning family. It's saying it's better to have someone in the midst of life that you can go to, that is a close friend, than to not have that option. Okay, so make sure, just as a life point, as you think through your circle of friends, number one, turn real quick to 18:24. This is a good nugget. Yeah, read 18:24.
A man of many companions may come to ruin, but there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother.
So as you think through your friends, first of all, what is that text admonishing us to do? Yeah, I probably would use different language, but yes, I think that's about right. So a BFF, or at least an inner circle of people. So having a gazillion friends isn't necessarily helpful if you've got a zillion companions. You need a few select folks in your life that you know, man, when it is bad, I have people to go to. Man, that can be family, that can be friends, that can be mentors, but we need that in our life. And there's times when that's going to be given and that's going to be received. And as you think about that handful of friends that you have, do you have that in your life? Do you have people that you're going to go to? Those are the folks that are going to stand with you at your wedding. They're the folks that are going to admonish you, you know, through job crises and life and when you need advice on big, like, fork-in-the-road decisions. They're going to be people that will tell you that, look, I'm not impressed with you, and you're in sin, and you need to go apologize. And I love you enough to tell you that you're an idiot, right? I've got very few friends that will do that for me. And the ones that I have like that, we have long history together, and I'm very, very grateful. And there is a few that I can think of that we have been through mountaintops and valleys. We have said difficult things to one another that needed to be heard. We've apologized, we've repented, we've done it all. But I'm very, very grateful that God has given me people in my life to help shape me, because I have blind spots, right, in my life, as you probably do in yours. Yours are probably smaller than mine, but I have them. And I need folks in my life. And when it is difficult, I need people to go to, because I have a tendency, probably like you, to isolate myself and to not want to share and to not want to, because it's just easier, right? But it's not helpful. So Proverbs admonishes us in numerous places to not flee to isolation, but to run to others in the midst of calamity. Okay, so just as a good reminder for life, you will need that forever. And if you don't, boy, it's a lonely place being depressed and having no one around, right? That is not a fun place to be. So I was just talking to a buddy of mine last night at Halloween whose first kid was just like a terror, right? Just most difficult child, just in terms of like never stopped crying. And the mom was just like, ah. And there was something about having other moms around that had a kid that was the same way. They were like, oh yeah, my kid was that way too. They didn't fix the problem. They just went, oh yeah, I've been there and that stinks. And he ultimately is going to grow out of that and it's going to get better. You're like, oh, thank God. Like, okay, there's a season, this will end, and here's some thoughts and advice. And there's just something about the comfort of other people being around to speak into our worlds that can be much needed in these types of days, all right? Thoughts.